So I'm going to call our Board of Commissioners of Public Lands meeting to order on this June 7th. As we know, we sent out the materials on Saturday. So going through our agenda, the first item is approving the minutes from our May 17th meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
I will second that. Any edits, changes, updates, questions on the minutes from May 17th? Seeing none. Great. Seeing none. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. Doug, do you want to also be on the record for approving the minutes? Can you hear us, Doug? All right, well, the minutes are approved. Moving on to approving the loan, we have seven loans at a little over $11 million. So I move to approve the loans.
I'll second that motion, Doug.
Great. Thanks, Doug. It's been moved and seconded. So, Rich, do you mind walking us through what we are looking at today in our loan portfolio?
Absolutely. Thanks, Sarah. You know, most of these loans are bread and butter, you know, for park improvements, road construction, fire equipment. The loan to the town of Sheboygan for $9.5 million. You know, is emblematic of a kind of a trend for us in financing the construction of large projects for a short period of time while they intend to go to the bond market later for permanent financing.
Okay.
That's all I have for today.
And Rich, you don't know any bit more about what they're specifically funding with their infrastructure funds?
You know, I may in the file. I didn't look that up right before the meeting, but it's a tax incremental district. A lot of times they're going to be providing some of the utility and road infrastructure for that tax incremental district.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Any other questions for Rich? All right, see none. All those in favor of approving the loans today say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Doug.
Great. Loans are approved. So we have no old business and we have no new business. So we'll move to our routine report. So pass it on to you, Rich, for the Chief Investment Officer report.
I'll keep it short today, but I just did get back from the Venture Investors Annual Meeting. Venture Investors is a Madison-based venture capital firm that we had committed $15 million to their Venture Investors Health Fund 6 a few years ago. And it was exciting to see the progress made by some of these startups. In particular, there are two companies that have the potential to make a real impact in the treatment of glaucoma and cancer. And those two companies should have a real impact on the treatment of those diseases. And a potentially a great financial impact for the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. But we'll know more down the road. You know, there's still ways before these companies either get acquired by a large, much larger healthcare company or otherwise exit through an initial public offering, probably several years down the road before that happens. But it's exciting to see the progress that they're making in those fields.
Yeah, no, Rich, and I think that's actually, I appreciate you sharing because I think something that has been exciting about our investments in venture is when you can look under the hood within these funds to see the good work that a lot of these companies are doing. And, you know, a handful of them are actually based right here in Wisconsin. So appreciate the update. And I think that's something too, maybe after our investment committee meetings, when we talk to whether it is 4490 our venture investors, we can even come back and continue to share with the commissioners because it's always good news to hear about some of the companies we're supporting and what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rich. Any questions for Rich? All right, moving down to the Executive Secretary's report. Tom.
Thank you, Sarah. And I echo Rich's that it's exciting to see the progress that some of these venture funds have made, and especially venture investors. It bodes well for the present and for the future, because that will help grow the Common School Fund considerably. But the main piece of news that I have today is not encouraging. I still believe that we will get that land transaction closed with the Forest Service, but I no longer am confident that it will close by the end of our fiscal year. It just seems like the Forest Service folks are not getting their work done to be able to close it in time. So I'm disappointed. This was something that I really had hoped that we would get done by the end of this fiscal year. So I will keep you apprised. We continue to do everything that we can to make sure that our house is in order, but this is now the Forest Service that's failing to take action to get this across the finish line. So.
And Tom, this is
any
the
questions on
it? Tom, this is the Federal Forest Service.
It is.
Okay. And we, part of the reason that, if I'm recalling correctly, we needed it done too by the end of the fiscal year was financial in the transaction that's involved.
We had set aside our closing in our, in our operating budget to be able to take care of that this fiscal year. And it's not a ton of money, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000 to $7,000 that we had set aside for this. And again, like I said, it's disappointing that they don't seem to be taking timely action to be able to get this across the finish line. So,
and you don't think like a letter from the three commissioners encouraging this to get done would be helpful?
If the decide to send a letter to, I don't know, perhaps some of our congressional delegation in D.C., could it hurt? I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess I just, knowing that we are at the 11th hour, which I understand, I don't know if there's, just trying to think through if there's anything that we could do to, whether it's highlight or emphasize by the three of us, signing a letter or something.
I would think that Tammy Baldwin might be the best person to push them. She's a U.S. senator, obviously.
No, agreed, Doug. That's what I was just asking Tom, I guess, too, knowing he's been working the wickets on this for a long time and just is it worth it type of thing.
And just to follow up on that, Tom, what's the difference between having it done this fiscal year versus next fiscal year in terms of, why is the fiscal year significant to this particular issue, I guess is the question.
For us, there are two reasons. One of them is that we had set aside the money to close it. And number two, the Forest Service doesn't seem to act until it's absolutely necessary. I have no idea what their budgetary constraints are looking like. Their fiscal year, as you know, ends on September 30th. But their legal department is understaffed. They only have a handful of attorneys in Milwaukee that handle all of the legal issues for the Forest Service, I think, east of the Mississippi and north of I forget where. And litigation will always trump most everything else. And at this point in time, it seems like we are frozen in a position behind litigation, and I don't know what other matters. But so At some point, it's got to get off the dime. It's got.
So if we were to write a letter saying this should get done before the end of the fiscal year, what would our reason that it needs to get done before then be?
At this point, I don't think that it's possible that they could get it done before the end of this fiscal year. At this point, I'd settle that they get it done before the end of their fiscal year.
Which is the calendar year, Tom?
Which is acknowledging that it's September 30th. Because I don't know, there is no way that I see them actually getting their act together to get this across the finish line before June 30th.
I think that, you know, knowing that, I mean, maybe if we do send a letter and trying to get them done, you know, for us, it's always, I think part of it is the financial piece, just because we don't have the largest budget as an agency and every penny counts for us. But I do think there's also this argument that we can even maybe highlight that here we are. I think we have three commissioners right now that are willing to support this and get this through. And we also are on a timeline in that way. And with the composition of the board potentially changing, that also puts this transaction at risk. And so I think putting that potentially in a letter, whether that is to Senator Baldwin, or potentially one of our congressional representatives, I mean, that could also, I think, be part of our justification.
Prior to sending a letter, could I suggest that we have somebody just reach out to either one of the member of Congress's offices or Senator Baldwin's office? I don't know if, whether it's Tom or Sarah, if you'd be willing to consider doing that as chair, but.
Yeah, and Josh, Tom, do you mind sharing with Josh kind of what our work has been so far with this?
So, we started working on this back in 2014 in terms of identifying the parcels, doing the due diligence, putting the pieces together, and then getting the transaction approved at both levels for both entities, and then doing the follow-up work. We are now at the point that what remains is the Forest Service to approve the form of our land patents, and in essence, start working on the closing documents. Now, getting the form of those land patents approved sets the stage for our commission. But then we need, let's say that they got them approved by, then we still have them executed by our commissioners in order to be able to close before the end of the fiscal year, because it would be a little bit of a challenge depending on who's available at what time, because it's not like we're having one land patent. These are, because this transaction, we have 3,000 some acres moving in each direction covering multiple counties, and so there are multiple land patents and conveyances moving in both directions. So it's a rather complicated transaction. We've provided them copies of our proposed land patents, I don't know how many months ago. So,
and Josh, to answer your question. That needs... No, sorry, Tom.
The other thing that needs to be done is whenever you're working on real estate matters, the title insurance commitment that you get at the front end says, okay, as of today, we would ensure that you're going to have good title, but you want good title as of the date you close the transaction, not the day that you start the transaction. And so you need all of the title insurance commitment legal descriptions updated. And so this is a pretty significant task to have the title company pivot to. And the last thing I want to do is ask the title company to give them a proposed closing date that's not realistic, because then they'd have to do it once again when we actually have a real closing date. And so like I said, right now we're sort of in limbo is about the best way to put it.
And Josh, just to, I mean, when I first became chair, I reached out to Tammy Baldwin's office about this in 2019, and we've had meetings, and it seems to have been kind of, it's like an ebb and flow where it's almost two steps forward and one step back. But it's now my understanding that we are so close to the finish line that the last thing I think that we would want to do is this close, you know, it's so close. I'm just worried that we're just not going to make it in time, which is why, I mean, I am happy to, you know, follow up with Senator Baldwin's office again on this, but I just thought potentially with all three of us saying we just want to get this over the finish line because of, you know, knowing that the board composition can change, and this is an important transaction for both the federal government and for our agency, that just might have some additional kind of, you know, pull in that way. But I am happy and can always, you know, circle back with Senator Baldwin's office.
So getting back to Josh's question about the significance of the fiscal year for us, the fact is it was mainly focused on the fact that we had set aside those closing costs for this fiscal year. Can we reallocate it into next fiscal year? Probably, but it just makes it again more difficult as we're in the last month of this fiscal year. But I absolutely, positively want this closed before the end of their fiscal year, because in essence, I don't want any other possibilities hanging out there in October, November, December of this calendar year. I want this thing closed. They've had enough excuses to put it off. So.
So. Tom, just kind of knowing where we are, I guess my question maybe to you is coming back potentially at the next meeting and seeing what recommendations you have for the board to help with this.
Okay.
Because I think that they're great. I think there's just a few, you know, you have been through a lot with this transaction, and I think it would be helpful for us to know what we could do to potentially continue to advocate to get this done by, if not their fiscal year, by basically the end of this calendar year.
And well, Sarah, if you've been in touch with Senator Baldwin's office, I think, you know, to the extent that you'd be willing to follow up with them again, I think it's worthwhile. For one thing, I just think it's a good practice to reach out prior to sending a letter, but also I don't know, and maybe one of somebody on this call does, but I don't know to what extent you know, having a letter from us would be potentially helpful to, you know, the senator, for example, if she wanted to advocate with the Forest Service for moving this forward, or what how it might impact the process, I guess. And so to the extent that they had any feedback on that, it might be good to know that too, is all I'm thinking.
Yeah, and that was my thought, Josh, as far as maybe Tom, at the next meeting under our agenda, you can just share with us what you think would be best next steps and kind of our role in helping to push this through. And Josh, I absolutely agree. And that's something that I always do is continue to coordinate with Senator Baldwin's office, because we just need to kind of, of course, keep them in the loop on this ahead of time too.
Well, great. Well, hopefully we can collaborate and get it across the finish line.
On behalf of all the staff members, and we'll report.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Tom, because I know we want to do whatever will have the biggest impact and hopefully getting this done. So any other thoughts from the commissioners on this?
Nope. Thanks for all your work on this, everybody.
Tom, anything else with your report?
Nope, that was the main piece I wanted to.
Okay. Well, moving on to my report, it's just one thing I just wanted to highlight because this has been something that other two fiscal officers across the country have been looking into is, you know, what are their investments when it comes to assault weapons and how is that impacting the portfolio? I just do want the, especially in the wake of Texas and what we're seeing more and more and what kind of risk that can actually put on the portfolio. I do want the commissioners to know that we do not have any direct investments in publicly traded right now. Arms dealers or weapon manufacturers. So I think that's just something to note for all of you. Rich, just one question for you, maybe at our next board meeting that I would appreciate is your just understanding of any indirect investments that we could have and what that, I can that significance of that could be.
Yeah, I can certainly look into that and let you know what I find.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. But that is my only update for today. Any questions? All right. Seeing none, anything else we want to add to the agenda for our next board meeting? I move to adjourn the meeting. Is there a second?
A second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
And I think we lost Doug, so this meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a great week.
Great week, everyone.
Take care. Thank you much.